Good day, I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Monday, August 14. Coming up, Transport Authority reopens route and stage carriage spaces, instructors receive animation training, and Sports Minister pays tribute to Usain Bolt after Sprint Star's retirement. The news in detail after this message.
Energy Vision 2030, making electricity from our own resources. Already, 16% of our electricity generating capacity in Jamaica comes from the sun, wind, and our rivers, with more coming all the time. The more energy we produce from our own natural resources, the less we depend on imported oil. Energy Vision 2030, clean, sustainable energy for all Jamaicans.
Now the news. Effective today, August 14, the Transport Authority will reopen 3,683 spaces for route taxis and 229 rural stage carriages island-wide. The routes will be reopened to satisfy the increased demand for legally operated public transportation services, while also encouraging illegal operators to get registered. Persons looking to apply for routes have until September 29. Communications Coordinator at the Transport Authority, Merdina Callum, says the reopening forms part of its strategy to build a people-centered public land transportation system.
Some of the routes that are available, you have the Lionel Town to Portman Cottage, Junction to Gutters, Brownstown to Higgins Land, Montego Bay to Granville, Santa Cruz to Black River.
Interested persons may contact the authority's customer care center at 618-0959 for further information. The Ministry of Local Government and Community Development is to begin a work program geared at erecting traffic signs and repairing streetlights. Minister of Local Government and Community Development Desmond McKenzie says the work will incorporate the efforts of youngsters recently enrolled in the ministry's Summer Youth Employment Program. Among the tasks to be carried out by participants in the summer program will be auditing the number of malfunctioning streetlights across the country. The results of the audit will be used to direct repairs. Mr. McKenzie adds that areas in need of proper traffic signage have been identified and will be addressed in short order.
We have set aside funds within the Ministry of Local Government to go on a comprehensive drive across the country in putting up street signs, stop signs, so that people can have adequate information.
Mr. McKenzie was speaking at the recent launch of the National Youth Summer Employment Program. 37 animation instructors from 17 institutions across the island have been trained in advanced 2D and 3D animation techniques. This through the Train the Trainers Module 3 program, TTT3. The initiative was facilitated under the Youth Employment in Digital and Animation Industries, YEDAI, project signed between the Government of Jamaica and the World Bank Group. The training, held from July 3 to August 11, was conducted by instructors from Capilano University in Canada.
It's an evolving industry, and it's critical that everybody involved in it continues to grow and adapt to the new strategies, the new technologies, the new tools for training our young people.
Permanent Secretary, the Ministry of Science, Energy and Technology, Hilary Alexander, speaking at the closing ceremony for the TTT3 program at the Excelsior Community College in Kingston recently. And Sports Minister Olivia Grange has paid tribute to track and field icon Dr. the Honorable Usain St. Leo Bolt following his official retirement from the sport this past weekend. The curtain came down on Bolt's sprinting career in disappointing fashion at the IAAF World Championships in London on Saturday, with the athlete pulling up injured in the men's 4x100-meter relay final. However, Ms. Grange, in a recent statement, urged Jamaicans not to dwell on the outcome of Bolt's final race, but to focus instead on his amazing career, which raised Jamaica's national profile and contributed much to the development of the local sports industry. Stating that Bolt redefined speed and entertainment in world athletics, Ms. Grange added that Jamaica will always remember his breathtaking brilliance and his place in the hearts of the country's people is secure. In the meantime, Ms. Grange also urged Jamaicans far and wide to channel support and encouragement for Jamaica's team to the World Championships. The minister expressed confidence that the members of the team will use the experiences gained in London to become stronger going forward. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.